The intestine?
I don't know.
This was the big intestine. I think
not that I know of.
Shetlands. You never heard of that.
They don't ring a bell. Too many years ago.
Liver sausage?
We always had our liver sausage.
And your blood sausage. Did you ever make any liver pudding or anything like that?
Excuse me. You want some water or some 7-Up or Coke?
I'm fine. I just hope that I'm... If I don't talk loud enough, why are you
I have to tell you, because if I can't hear you, I can't... And I think part of my hearing is in concentration. Mm-hmm. It doesn't register.
Well, I may
that
not,
could be from age.
I may not make the sounds clear.
Yeah.
That's, try to make it clear.
Yeah.
You mentioned on the kitchen table, you had a white scarf, was starched and so on. I was wondering how did you make up the beds?
We made,
ask you about that.
Every person made their own bed of a morning except Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And that bed was made or they came back and made it over.
I see.
Regardless if they're going to school or where it was. If it took two of us to make it, we made our own beds, and we always had something in the way of a bedspread. It wasn't a bedspread. It's sometimes a homemade quilt or just a one-piece cover. But we always had, and then everything was stripped. My mother made the beds on Saturday and done the washing and like that. Changed the beds, as we always called it.
Mm-hmm. How did you keep warm? What did you put on the bed to keep warm?
Well, we had a pretty hard time. We had, of course, every bed had a feather bed. And some of the beds, if you're real lucky, you had a feather bed, a light feather bed you put on top of you for covers in the real winter. Because the bedrooms were not warm.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the early days, they were real cold. Because they wasn't sealed good, you know, and they were real cold.
Mm-hmm.
But we had homemade bedding. No clothes was ever thrown away. The men's pants and the coats and things like that. They were always made into, they didn't call them quilts, so... But they were heavier. Comforts.
Comforts. Mm-hmm.
And that was the real bedding, was the heavy woolen comforts. And then the quilts, of course, was made out of the old cotton dresses and things.
I see.
But we always had homemade bedding on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And homemade, you never sat down as a child. You had a needle in your hand or you were doing something.
Did you ever use pillows that went all the way across? Pillows that went all the way across?
Oh, yeah, bolsters.
Bolsters?
Yeah.
And how about a bed on the floor for children in the summer?
No, we never had that. I mean, there was always a bed.
Mm-hmm. If someone would come to visit you...
We had what they called a trundle bed at one time, and it actually wasn't a bed, but it was a pair of bed springs on rollers. And that was due to the lack of room when we was living in just these three rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd slide that under the big bed.
I see.
And then pull it out at night. The boys always slept on that.
Mm-hmm.
The trundle bed.
I see. Did you have an upstairs to this house?
Didn't start with, but we have now.
You do.
That was later on put on, too.
Mm-hmm. And did you keep anything before you made the upstairs? Did you keep anything up there?
Did we what?
Did you keep anything up there?
No, it was just an attic.
I see. And suppose you had some old things that you didn't want to throw away, but you wanted to keep.
Oh, it went to the attic. We didn't throw away anything.
Uh-huh.
We never did.
Would you call that, what would you call that stuff that you would save in the attic?
I don't think we called it. We just knew it was up in the attic and we was told to go get it when we needed it.
Plunder?
No, it wasn't plunder. No, what?
Junk or something?
I don't know.
Just junk, huh?
It was just, because it was everything. It was from a pasteboard box to a paper sack or an old dress, or
I see.
One sock that the other one was worn out. It was anything.
Did you use the word plunder for anything? You didn't. That's what I was interested
in. I don't remember of our family ever using that word, plunder.
That'd be interesting. how did you...
Trash.
Trash?
Mm-hmm. But that always went out in the barn.
I see.
And then we didn't throw that away, but if it was anything that would burn, it'd be burned under the water kettle when we were washing.
Where did you keep it in the barn?
Gosh, I don't know.
Did you keep it up?
No. We kept hay up there. We had in the little barn we had just a wood floor up there and a ladder that went up the side to get up there, and we kept the hay up there for the cow.
I see. And you
see, part of the barn was used for the cow, and the other part was just used for everything, anything. Milk the cow in bad weather.
Mm-hmm. that place in the barn would be called the loft.
Loft.
Uh-huh.
Dangerous as it could be.
Is that right? Fall out.
You could. It was just a big old hole up there when you got up there, and then walk over to the hay.
I see.
It's wonder we didn't break our necks.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned doing the washing in the backyard. How about the ironing? You didn't tell me about that.
How much what?
You told me about the washing in the backyard, but you didn't tell me about the ironing.
Oh, heavens, we ironed everything.